listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. The future of Tasmania's AFL licence remains uncertain in the wake of the state's weekend election. It appears the Liberals will form a minority government with the help of the Jackie Lambie Network. The AFL has made it clear recently, saying no stadium, no team, and the Senators told Nine she remains opposed to it.
I think behind closed doors we need to have a look at that contract. That would be the first thing we'll be coming for.
With this in mind, a Lambie-Liberal link-up might be easier said than done, but TASCOS CEO Adrienne Piccone is calling on the next parliament to work together better for the sake of the state.
Yeah, look, I really hope that the counting and any deals can be done as quickly as possible, and we look forward to working with the new government to get down to the real work.
A severe weather warning remains in place for the southern part of Tasmania, extending up through the Upper Derwent Valley and Central Plateau. It's for damaging winds with a peak gust at Kainanyi Mount Wellington this morning measured at 133 km. The winds are expected to weaken below the warning thresholds by mid this afternoon. There's more proof that some cost of living relief is required, with a big spike in the number of households needing help to keep their lights on. More than 500 families are now falling into energy hardship each week, up almost 60% compared to June 2022. And the Tassie Devils are edging closer to 200,000 founding members, sitting around 170,000 after another 20,000 signed on over the weekend. Tasmanians make up about 80% of members, with the remaining 20% mainly Tasmanian expats. To sport now, and Jack Jumpers coach Scott Roth says they won't be getting ahead of themselves, just one win away from the NBL title. They can do it on Thursday night at MyState Bank Arena after downing Melbourne in enemy territory last night.
The win is important, but we haven't done anything yet. And for us, it's just about regrouping again and just going through our daily process. And we won't talk about anything other than getting ready for Tuesday to Wednesday and get to the game on Thursday.
Last night's final score was 93-91 after a Jack McVay buzzer beater.